Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager as we talk about beef, cattle, and the environment. Back with Scott in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that for cattle producers wanting to know more about exactly what their beef checkoff dollars are doing, there's a specialty website that'll give them some specifics about this past fiscal year's performance.
If producers are looking for more information, and we want them to look for more information about national beef checkoff efforts, they can visit drivingdemandforbeef.com to view the fiscal year 2018 annual report from the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
One of the success stories detailed in that annual report, the relaunching of the Beef It's What's for Dinner website.
In 2018, the brand was relaunched to promote beef's unbeatable taste, quality production, and sheer nutritional strength. The brand relaunch was, quite frankly, an undeniable success, attracting millions of views.
And the relaunch
resulted in a 96% increase in the number of visitors to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website.
The Beef Board's annual report can be found at drivingdemandforbeef.com. Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Scott Yeager is Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's been busy this week watching and listening to what the proponents of the Green New Deal are talking about up on Capitol Hill. Several Democratic senators talked a big show in favor of the Green New Deal, but then when they walked back into the chambers of the U.S. Senate, they didn't vote for it. They simply voted present. Scott Yeager says, for the cattle industry, it's important to understand we've got a great story to tell, and we've got to be willing to step up and tell it.
Sure. So it's always good to lead with the science, and the science is on our side with this issue. So just to start as a baseline, if you look at EPA's emissions inventory numbers, greenhouse gases from beef cattle only represents 2% of direct emissions in the United States of America. I'm going to say that one more time, 2%. Keep in mind that everything that we do, whether it's just walking to your car or, you know, buying a product at a store, there is always emissions related to everything. So everything has emissions, okay? There's inputs, there's outputs. The beef cattle industry, its direct emissions are 2%, okay? It's a small number. We have been continually improving. Our efficiencies have been getting better and better in how we raise the beef cattle in the United States of America. So compared to 1977, today, U.S. produces the same amount of beef with 33% fewer cattle, okay? Continuous improvement.
And Scott Yeager says, as a result, for those who argue that you need to change your diet to save the planet, they're barking up the wrong tree.
And I think if you look at this issue, and what you'll see with a lot of the Green New Deal proponents is, well, you can eliminate beef from your diet. And we saw this a couple weeks ago with Mayor de Blasio promoting meatless Mondays in the school lunch system in New York City. They think that getting rid of beef from the diet is going to reduce emissions and is going to make this climate change solution. And if you actually cut down into it, and there's been some really good studies, notably one that recently came out of Virginia Tech that did the math and said, okay, what if you go to an all-vegan diet and you remove all meat from your diet, what does that actually do in terms of greenhouse gas emissions? And the answer is not a whole lot. So keep that in mind. You take meat out of your diet and you replace it with plant-based diet, you're not really changing the climate conversation very much at all.
And of course, there's also the consideration that the greenhouse gases that cattle are actually emitting by burping is methane gas, a very strong greenhouse gas, but it's one that dissipates over a fairly short amount of time, about 10 years. So the cattle cycle over a 10-year period means that there's no net new greenhouse gases being emitted as long as you've got a stable cattle population in that locale. End of the day, Scott Yeager says those that want you to give up beef for the good of the planet, well, they simply don't have a good argument to hang their hat on.
So I think it's important that we keep talking about that, and we make sure that we lead with the science, we lead with the facts to make people aware that the beef cattle industry is not a significant contributor of greenhouse gas emissions. We've been improving over time. And changing to a vegan or a vegetarian diet is not going to change climate. It's not going to result in climate change emissions reductions.
Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott Yeager. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.